A Story of Rustem, the Hero of Persia, retold from the Shahnameh from the Book of Kings by Ferdowsi. In the days when the great chieftain Salm ruled over the province of Seistan, there was born unto him a son named Zal, who had hair as white as a lily, as white as a goose's wing, as white as the snows on the mountain tops. For that reason, though the child's form was straight as a cypress tree, his face in beauty shining like the moon, men laughed at the chieftain Salm, and Salm, the hero of many battles, fell conquered as any coward weakling before the taunts and scorn of men. On a night of storm and thunder, he gave commands that his helpless babe should be left to perish on a mountain top. Now on the border of Seistan, far from the homes of men, stands the mountain called Elburz. Its lofty crest towers up to meet the stars. Its sides are rocky cliffs, so steep that mortal foot hath never scaled them. Here, far, far beyond the reach of men, the Simurgh has her nest, the giant bird, the bird of marvel. Of shining ebony, black as night, and fragrant sandalwood, that nest was builded. Around its base the cliffs were thickly veined with golden quartz, and gleamed with rubies, topaz, opals, brilliant stones of fire. From out the swirling banners of storm, a voice addressed the bird of God, and bade her save the babe. Sweeping down, she took him gently in her talons, and bore him to her nest, there to warm him with her own dear nestlings under her tender golden wings. In her lofty eyrie, the simmer brought the babe to boyhood. Many a time, at her request, he sprang upon her mighty back, and was borne, in free and glorious flight, up, up to the golden moon, in and out amongst the silvery stars, till he knew all the wonders of the heavens, then sweeping down, down over all the earth, till he knew all the wisdom of men. But the time came when the lonely Salm repented sorely what he had done, so that even the remembrance of his deeds of valor was but as dust in his nostrils. Then he went to Mount Elburz, bound his son, now grown a youth, bowed his head to the earth before him, and besought him to return unto Seistan. With grief and tenderness, the silver-crowned one bade his foster mother farewell, and went back home with Salm. A mighty hero he grew to be.